Om Shanti. Just take a moment and bring the cycle of life in front of you. We have 5 ages, and out of the 5 ages in the cycle of life, the most significant, the shortest one is the confluence age. Even though the duration of the confluence age is very short, but the significance of the confluence age is much more than any other ages. Just for a moment, if you can just think about the specialities of the confluence age. Now, the first thing that comes into my mind, another name for the confluence age, we call it as the end of the Iron Age, beginning of the Golden Age, which means it is the dawn of the cycle. It is the dawn of the cycle. It's also called creation time. And that is why the Creator comes at that time, at the time of dawn, to change the night into day. So it is the time when God descends on this earth from Brahmalok, from the element of light, into the body of Prajapita Brahma and creates us through the mouth. So we are the mouth-born progeny of Brahma, and we are also born in Brahma Muhurat. Another name for Amrit Vela is Brahma Muhurat. Muhurat means auspicious time, and it is the time when Shiv Baba, the resident of Brahmalok, descends into the body of Brahma and creates us. So the confluence age, the dawn of the cycle, has many, many specialities. Whatever we do in this confluence age, it has the total impact on the whole cycle. And that is why Baba keeps reminding us to understand the value of each second of the confluence age. It is equal to 1 year of the future. Now we are in the confluence age, we are in the dawn of the cycle, but when we look at every day of the confluence age, the whole confluence age is Amrit Vela, in fact. But of course we should not take the advantage, because some Brahmins say, if the whole of confluence age is Amrit Vela, so then I can have Amrit Vela at any time. Not that way, but of course it is the auspicious time, the whole confluence age itself. But within the confluence age, each day, every morning is the dawn of the day. And so since we are born at Amrit Vela, we are the creation of God at that time. It is our foremost duty, it is our discipline that we wake up at that time and connect ourselves with the Creator, with Baba, the resident of Brahmalok. And so I think even in the path of bhakti, importance is given to the hour of nectar. Why it is called Amrit Vela? Vela is the time, Amrit nectar, because it is whatever I do at that time, it becomes immortal, and whatever I do at that time, it brings that kind of sweetness into my life. So I need to make sure that I give the importance for that hour as it has its own importance. And those of us who give the importance for Amritvela and take the benefit according to its importance automatically come in the beginning of the cycle. You know, somebody was asking the other day, will the deities wake up at Amritvela in Golden Age? Of course, they will wake up early, but they won't wake up with Amritvela song. But the birds and the leaves, you know, the singing of the birds, chirping of the birds, that will wake them up. It's because the deities woke up early. In the path of bhakti, early morning, they play songs in the temples to wake up deities. So it is the sanskara that we instill at this time. It works through the whole cycle. And I think from the moment we become Brahmins, we understand that it is one of the first maryada, discipline for a Pakka Brahmin to wake up at the time of nectar. And I think we all make effort to wake up at that time, sit in meditation, and try to connect ourselves with Baba. But to make sure we not only just get up and sit there trying to connect ourselves, but we empower ourselves so that we take the full benefit of that time it is offering. So in order to empower ourselves at the time of Amritvela, we need to understand the importance of that time. Once I am able to have the awareness of its importance, then not only I wake up and do it as a discipline, but I take the full benefit of it. I just share with you some of the importance of Amritvela so that we begin to empower ourselves with that significance and take the maximum benefit. So what happens at that time which does not happen throughout the day in our Brahmin life? So the first thing that happens at Amritvela is it is the time for the souls to meet with God. It is the time of God's sustenance for the souls. God Himself sustains us with His love, with His power. And so those of us who understand this importance, the time of receiving the inheritance, so we are able to remain alert, awake, to receive that love and power. And secondly, it is the time when God actually waits for us. It is the time God has given as an appointment for us to meet Him. So God is waiting, anticipating for our arrival. Just imagine when you wake up with this feeling, God is waiting, anticipating with His arms open to welcome me, how I will run and cling on to Baba. And thirdly, actually it is the time when God is in the form of innocent Lord. He is like innocent, Lord of innocent, who showers us with all the blessings. So whatever blessings you want to take, the treasure store of innocent Lord is open. And it's also once Avyak Babdata himself said, Amrit Vela is the time when the treasure store of the innocent Lord has no lock and key. The treasure store is open. You can go and take as much as you want. You know, so there will be no restrictions how much you want to take. I remember once Baba used the word, everything on sale, Amrit Vela. So just imagine, if that is announced, how people will queue up. So you can take whatever you want. But after 5 o'clock, everything will be under lock and key. So you got to stand in a queue even to receive one drop of the same thing that you could have got everything for free. And also, at this time, Amrit Vela is the time the fortune maker, Baba the fortune maker, distributes the fortune. So that is why in bhakti they say, you know, God came to distribute fortune and he started distributing and all the deities got it. So by the time God was returning, the devils began to wake up, but it was too late. God has already gone. So if I want to fill my apron with all kinds of fortune, I need to be alert, wake up with my intellect open, the apron God can fill up. You know, we have heard this expression that God fulfills all the pure desires of our mind. So this expression, fulfilling the pure desires of our mind, is actually something connected with Amrit Vela. So if I am able to begin my day having this awareness, automatically my pure thoughts will be fulfilled. And one of the interesting thing that happens at Amrit Vela is, you know, you can be with Baba in any form, any relationship you like. You can talk to Baba, you can do anything you want with Baba, as a friend, as a father. He is available for you and for you alone. So, because Amrit Vela is the time when, as I said, it is the creation time. So when the Creator, you know, is drawing the line of our fortune. So it's very, very important that we understand the significance. Because once my Amrit Vela is powerful, accurate, it becomes the foundation for the day. Just like confluence age is the foundation for the whole cycle. So every day Amrit Vela is the foundation for the day. If the beginning of the day is good, then the middle and the whole day will be accurate. So first, let me understand all these importance that happens at that time, which does not happen in any other time of the day. So once I am able to realize this importance, then I can take the maximum benefit for that hour. So people ask, what is the accurate Amrit Vela hour? Accurate Amrit Vela hour, which we practice in Madhuban in all centers, is 4 to 4:45. And that is the accurate time. But sometimes in Sakar Murlis, Baba says, children should wake up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you know, wake up at night and remember Baba. But that is occasionally maybe possible. But it is no point you wake up at 2 o'clock, meditate until 3 and then sleep at the time when real Amrit Vela time comes. So whichever country you are in, so you need to tune in with Baba Amrut Vela of that country. You know, some Brahmins are very smart. They say, I do Amrut Vela London time. I do Amrut Vela Australia time. But that is not, you won't get the marks of being present at Amrut Vela. So whatever, whichever country you are in, you need to connect yourself with Baba Amrut Vela of that country. Then only you are able to receive the benefit, receive the blessings, receive the love, power from Baba. Now I think all of us know what is the most important obstacle that comes to prevent us from having powerful Amrut Vela. Should I say it, or all of you know already? One of the biggest obstacles is laziness, carelessness, sleepiness, tiredness. So we wake up from the bed. We wanted to have powerful Amrut Vela. But when we sit down, instead of having deep silence experience, we go into another type of peaceful experience. So actually, how to overcome this obstacle that stops us from taking the maximum benefit of that time? So my experience is preparation for having powerful Amrut Vela begins a day before. You cannot start preparing after you wake up to have powerful Amrut Vela. So it is connected with the routine, the life, the lifestyle you have had previous day. For example, if I had been careless in following Baba Srimad, if I have been disobedient in following any Srimad day before, as a result of that, at Amrut Vela, I cannot connect myself accurately with Baba and draw that power. So if at all you are not able to have that powerful Amrut Vela, check your day before routine. Was there any disobedience? Was there any lack of having all relationships with Baba or not? And the second thing is, I think, what is lacking in us that prevents us is lack of power of churning. Because when I do not have the power of churning, when I don't recycle that pure energy and create that intoxication a day before, so when I wake up in the morning, my intellect is very gross. My intellect is, you know, not alert because it did not have enough motivation. So if I really want to make my Amrut Vela powerful, first thing, I have to make sure that I do not allow any kind of disobedience a day before, any form of carelessness. And secondly, I definitely develop the power of churning. Because when you are churning knowledge, you are recycling pure energy, your gross intellect becomes subtle and light. And so when the intellect is light, when the intellect is fresh, when there is intoxication, then you enjoy that meditation in the morning. And the third reason why it stops us from having powerful meditation is because we still have not settled the accounts of the day before. One of the Srimad that Baba has given us is, before you go to bed, sit with Baba, give all the accounts of the day, whatever you have done, whether it is good, bad, whatever, empty yourself, make yourself totally light and then go to bed. Don't carry over any burden of today before you go to bed. So when I don't follow this Srimad, so as a result of disobedience of this Srimad in the morning, I cannot connect my intellect with Baba to take that power. So it is very important to follow this Srimad also. And also another important thing that stops us is accuracy in our daily timetable. You know, Baba has set a kind of timetable for us. Of course, we may not be able to follow the timetable like Madhuban, but at least some Brahmin timetable. So when there is accuracy in following timetable, automatically as a result of that, you get the blessing. Your intellect becomes light and you are able to connect. And one of the other reason that stops us from having powerful Amritvela is waste thoughts. You know, when I have been thinking lot of waste thoughts a day before, and you know, waste thoughts are always connected with the past or the future or about others. And so I have already put on lot of weight. Waste is weight. And so when the intellect is heavy, you know, automatically it becomes sleepy. Heaviness leads to sleepiness. So I try to connect with Baba, but instead of connecting with Baba, I connect with Maya. So that's why once Dadi was saying, some souls wake up in the morning and dial Baba's number. You know what is Baba's number? 001, right? You have to get out of this body, get out of body consciousness, become zero and connect it with one. So instead of Baba answering, Maya says hello. So how do you know? You know? See, this subtle laziness. We set alarm also. When the alarm rings, we say, 1 second. I will get up just now. That is really Maya coming to me as a stepmother. Laziness should be looked at as stepmother. So that is why if you really want to have powerful Amritvela, you must wake up with the first thought. Baba said even once you must jump out of the bed with first thought. Don't allow the second thought. 1 minute. Because at that time, Maya gives a very good commentary. You know, very good commentary to convince you. You are sick, you are so tired, you have a hard day today. It's okay. So she give you a very good lullaby and laugh and make you sleep. But after 5 o'clock, when you are awake, when the intellect is awake, there is a lot of repentance. Because I knew I should have got up, but I did not. So don't listen to your stepmother. Because stepmother is always jealous that you will take inheritance and belong to Baba. She tried to grab you. So actually, this comes because of waste thoughts. So this is why Baba has been inspiring us that we should stop thinking waste so that I can become lighter. So I have to check myself. Now, are these reasons stopping me? If you find any one of these reasons stopping you from powerful Amritvela, change it while you are in Madhuban. But apart from spiritual reasons, I also feel there are some physical and mental reasons that does not allow us to have powerful Amritvela. Physical reasons in the sense, you know, sometimes we eat too much and sometimes we don't eat at all. Sometimes we eat late, sometimes we eat wrong food, and all these things actually have an effect on our mind. And so you are not able to feel alert, you are not able to feel fresh in the morning. So I need to really understand my body and provide accordingly, because the body needs 6 hours sleep. If you don't give 6 hours sleep to body, it will take its time at Amrit Vela. So that is why Baba has asked us to sleep at 10 o'clock, not later than 10 o'clock, wake up at 3:45. So when you follow Baba Srimad, when you follow these timings accurately, you feel quality sleep and the body will not pull you. Apart from the physical reason, the mental reason is actually involving myself unnecessarily, emotionally in the lives of others. Involving myself in thinking waste about others. So I lose my energy. So when I wake up in the morning, I am not able to connect with Baba. So make sure you take care of your mind. That's why Baba says, mind your own business. And take care of your body. Because some people think to be spiritual means not to take care of the body. Actually, spirituality is balance. So look at the reason. Whether it is physical reason, whether it is psychological reason or spiritual, rectify and make sure, you know, you empower yourself enough to take the maximum benefit of that time. So the preparation for having good Amrit Vela begins a day before. And now some souls have this myth, I don't know, they think that at Amrit Vela you should not churn knowledge, you should not have relationships with Baba, you must only experience silence. And because maybe in the beginning for 1 minute you may experience silence and then the rest of the time we fall asleep. So actually Baba has never said that it is not correct that you should not churn knowledge or you should not have relationship with Baba. Baba has even inspired us to make Amrit Vela meditation an entertainment. Make it variety, have newness in Amrit Vela every day. Create newness. Make it entertaining. I remember once Adi was saying, you can practice Amrit Vela when you wake up, you say, oh, today I'm going to have sun baths. I'm going to go and sit in front of the sun and I will have a sun bath. What it means, sitting facing the sun. Make it interesting. Sometimes relationship, have heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Sometimes if you cannot even connect with Baba, you open the Brahmin storybook. Since you have become Brahmins, there are so many good memories. You have come to Madhuban, you have met Baba, you have met Dadis, you have had some wonderful experience in different places. History Hall, Baba's hut, Baba's room. So transport yourself to Madhuban at that time, and start to make those experiences become alive. So don't think that Amrit Vela, you cannot do these things and you just have to sit. I am a point of light. Baba is a point of light. But you cannot carry on for 45 minutes. So actually, these are the variety methods that you can use so that once your heart is filled with love for Baba, once your heart is filled with enthusiasm, you will find that you are filled with that energy of Baba, you are filled with that power from Baba, and naturally you will go into that silence which is filled with bliss. So let that experience of silence come naturally. Don't start your Amrit Vela with silence, but creating that intoxication, happiness. So once Baba said, the first thought we need to have as soon as we wake up, because that is also very important. The first thought when I wake up has very much connected with the Amrit Vela meditation. So the first thought can be that I, the soul, I am incarnating from the soul world, Brahmalok, and I am descending into this body, into this world to play my part. So that awareness of being an incarnation itself gives me the intoxication of the importance of that time. Just like Shiv Baba comes into the body of Brahma at that time, so I am also descending, a pure soul, coming into this body to play my part. And secondly, what we need to do to articulate, making it more exciting, is to create thoughts of happiness, thoughts of intoxication at that time, so that I am able to take the maximum benefit. Once Baba said, the time is fixed, appointment is made, but still why we don't experience meeting with Baba at that time? One of the reasons Baba said, because you come to Baba with the dress of mud. So how can there be meeting? Baba is in the world of light, with the dress of light, and I go to Baba with the dress of mud, which is body consciousness. So how can I connect? So I need to change my dress. When you change your dress changes. That means change your consciousness. Change your consciousness, change your dress. Automatically you will be transported into the region of that white light. So sometimes we ask Brahmins, how far is the subtle region? What would you say? Say 1 second. How far is Bap Dada from us? How long does it take to go to Bap Dada? 1 second. So in what way? Change your consciousness. Change your dress from body consciousness to soul consciousness. So the moment I change my dress, my consciousness, my intellect is lifted. So we need to use our divine intellect at that time. No, divine intellect means intellect used in soul consciousness. So you are able to connect with Baba. So make Amrit Vela an entertainment. Sometimes experience yourself to be in the angelic form. Sometimes go to golden age. Sometimes experience being in Parandam. Sometimes come to Madhuban. It can be corporeal remembrance, subtle remembrance, incorporeal remembrance. So I need to make sure that the intellect is in tune with Baba. But because some of us, have this feeling in our mind that we shouldn't do these things. We must only sit in silence. That is when we allow the sleepiness, laziness to come in. It is very important to create newness. So sometimes it is also good to share experience between each other. What kind of newness each one brings in their life to make their Amrit Vela powerful. So it is at that time God is in the form of innocent Lord. So, there is no question. Baba is not asking any questions. Baba is just there to give. I just need to receive from Baba. So if at all I feel a lack of intoxication, if there is any kind of tiredness, physical tiredness can be removed easily. Because if you have enough sleep, you get rid of the physical tiredness. But if there is mental tiredness, then there is a blockage. So one thing that I have to make sure is I don't have mental tiredness. And mental tiredness comes because of desires not being fulfilled. There is some kind of expectation, some kind of desires, it is not being fulfilled, so I get fed up. I get fed up with somebody, I get fed up with something, so then I cannot connect myself. So actually, if I am able to prepare myself beforehand, just like we prepare ourselves before coming to Madhuban, so that we can take the maximum benefit of being in Madhuban. No, in the same way, if I can prepare myself day before, anticipating to meet Baba next morning. This is one of my experience since I came to Baba. You know, even up until today, before I go to bed, this is the kind of feeling, anticipating for a meeting with Baba next morning. Just like you make a telephone call, you book the call, and then you wait in the morning that they will call you back at that time. So that kind of feeling. But sometimes, you know, some Brahmins say, oh, Baba did not wake me up today, so I could not get up. Or some people say, the alarm did not ring, so I missed the Amrit Vela. So I should not be depending on alarm ringing or Baba waking up, but my thought itself is an alarm. You know, that feeling that Baba is waiting for me, anticipating to shower blessings. So create that image. So that image will automatically wake you up. And of course, you know, I should not delay. Once I wake up, once I am awake, not to give any more chance. That is when the laziness comes. When you allow laziness, then sleepiness will come. So to sit with that alertness, with that intoxication, as if Baba is sitting in front of me, I am celebrating meeting with Baba. You know, when Bab Dada comes practically in Dadi Gulsar, in Shantivan, how we are sitting at that time, with all eyes open, anticipating for every moment of drishti, every word Baba will speak. We are so attentive. If I can see myself in that way, at the time of Amrit Vela, that Baba has specially come, and he is giving me special drishti, and we are meeting, it is like a private meeting with Baba in the public. So then I will remain alert all the time, having Bab Dada personally in the corporeal form. So it is very important to create that awareness together with knowing the importance. So then you will find that once my Amrit Vela is powerful, and what it means to have powerful Amrit Vela, it means that I take the maximum benefit without allowing my intellect to wander around in waste thoughts and unnecessary thoughts, what I have to do for the day. You know, many times Brahmins, instead of meditating, we try to process the day. So that we should not be doing at that time. Maybe after Amrit Vela, Baba has suggested that you can spend a few minutes to make up your daily timetable, what you are going to do for the rest of the day, so that you create a program for your body and for your mind, so you don't have any waste thoughts. You know, one of the yuktis I learned from Nirvair Bhai, he was sharing in one of the classes, how he keeps the intoxication of the Amrit Vela after Amrit Vela. Because once Baba said, there are two types of children who are having Amrit Vela. One is following Amrit Vela out of discipline. So if I am following Amrit Vela out of discipline, I will be just waiting for 4:45. As soon as the time is over, I want to go and sleep. But if I am really doing it with love, I am not looking at the clock, light or time or music, but I will continue to have that intoxication even after the Amrit Vela. So one of the yuktis he said he uses is to read any Baba's Murli immediately after Amrit Vela. Try that. It will help to keep that intoxication continue. Doesn't matter whether it is today's Murli, yesterday's Murli or any other, but some Baba's direct versions. So that keeps the intoxication that you have had at Amrit Vela to continue. Because once I am filled with this power, love and blessing from Baba, in that hour of nectar, then the whole day, as a result of that, you find whatever you are doing, because your intellect is clear, you feel light, you feel happier, and you also accomplish some of the thoughts that you may have had. So that is why, you know, Baba says, not only just sit as a discipline, but take the full benefit of that time, every moment. You know, especially even from the moment we wake up from the bed until we go and sit in the classroom. Because some of the yukti, some soul sharis, maybe they would like to read some Baba's versions before they go and sit in Amrit Vela. Some of them maybe want to recall some points of knowledge which touched them very much. And some souls even have shared their experience, you know. They like some Baba's songs. They love the words of certain songs. It's not they are going to sing in words, but they just remember those words naturally in their mind at that time. So all these things actually, you know, helps to begin connecting yourself with Baba. So because I need to make my intellect active, activate my intellect with these methods, so that when I come and sit, actually, it becomes easy to take from Baba. And of course, it is also important to have an aim. What I want to experience today, 45 minutes, if I have an aim, then I can have determination according to the aim, then I will be very successful. Because each one of us want to go into the depth of certain experience. So after fixing your aim, then begin to create some thoughts connected with that aim. And then you will find that you are able to dive into those thoughts and soon you will become lost in that. So it is not just for the sake of just remaining in silence only, but it is also, you know, experiencing different relationship with Baba, different feelings that Baba is giving us in different forms. So it's also an opportunity for us to experience variety of yoga experiences that we would like to. So especially when we are in Madhuban, you know, because we have a big gathering, so the power of the gathering and the presence of the great yogis, with proper understanding of its importance, it will make our Amrit Vela very, very powerful. So let us make use of it to the maximum so that we are able to fill ourselves with Baba's blessings, Baba's virtues and Baba's powers. The only attention, you know, the guard in the form of attention I need to keep is to keep myself alert. When I'm alert, attentive, then I'm able to be in tune with Baba and receive what Baba is giving us. So once we are able to give the importance for the time it deserves, we ourselves become special. I remember once in one of the radio interviews, Jayanti Ben was asked this question, you know, how do we know it is the Amrit Vela of the day? How do we know it's the Amrit Vela of the day? You know, how do we know it is the beginning of the cycle? So very simple answer was given. Very few people are awake at that time. You know, you see even on the road totally at that time, no traffic. You know, even telephone calls if you want to make, you can get the line clear because not many people are using at that time. So few people are awake. And so just imagine if I am awake at that time, and particularly, like, you know, each country has certain number of Brahmin souls. And so Baba is in tune with those souls at that time. And so they will receive everything from God. So that is why it is very important that I take the maximum benefit of that time to make myself immortal, not only for 2,500 years, but whatever we do in the confluence age, it becomes our sanskara for the whole cycle. So let us experiment and empower ourselves to make Amrit Vela so powerful, wherever we are able to feel Baba's presence, Baba's power and sustenance from Baba's love.